everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Plants and Cats.
Oh,
I'm hearing replay or feedback from Roslyn.
I was just trying to get on the app.
Technical difficulties. Roslyn just trying to see the comments on the live. Well, it's good to know it's working. We're good. So welcome back to another episode of Plants and Cats. I'm your host, Erica Broom, and today we have a special guest expert joining us on the live. So as always, if you are here watching live, please say hello. I'd love to say hi back. If you're watching the replay, please say hashtag replay in the comments. I would love to know that you were here. So if you have any questions for our guest while we're live, please leave them in the comments and I will make sure that we get to them before the end of the show. I see that Ruthie Groves is already joining us live. Hello, Ruth. Thank you for joining us. We are going to jump right into today's episode. So today on the podcast, we have guest Roslyn Hodson, who I have known her whole life because, spoiler alert, she's my sister. Welcome to the show, Roslyn. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you, Erica?
I'm good. Thank you.
I've also known you for most of your life. My whole life.
Most of mine. Yeah. Not quite all of my life, but as long as you've known me, so. Hey, Kieran, Rachel, thank you for joining us live. Welcome to the show. So today, I'm just really excited to get talking about your recent experience at New York Fashion Week, of course, but I think that we should back it up a little bit and rewind all the way back to the start of your career. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you chose the career path that you did?
Okay, so it's actually, the reason why I chose to be a hairstylist is something that is actually a funny story. I don't tell a lot of people this, but I guess I'm telling you guys this. I was like in high school, right, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I really was interested in film, but I knew that was like a super hard industry to get into, and I'm like, Saskatchewan doesn't really have a lot. How am I gonna do this? And then I really started like having fun with people's hair. I started doing my own hair, like doing just crazy things. And one day I was washing my hair and I decided, I'm like, I'm gonna be a hairstylist. That's literally how it happened. I was in the shower washing my hair and I'm like, dang, this is a good scalp massage. And it was a scalp massage at that point. But I'm like, dang.
You do give good scalp massages. I will give
you
that.
I was like, I don't tell a lot of people that because they're like, that's what you decided to be a hairstylist? I was like, that's when I decided I was going to hair school. Is I was literally shampooing my hair. but I did have an interest in it from a very young age, I must say. And then I just went to hair school, started working, and kind of just like didn't really know what I wanted to do with hair. Like, obviously I love doing hair, I love being creative behind the chair, but I am somebody who needs to be fulfilled more than just your 9 to 5. I don't work 9 to 5, but like your day-to-day job. And so I started dabbling into like, you know, competitions, having fun. I really like styling, and that's kind of where it all began. And here I am 12 years later.
Has it been 12 years already?
I've been doing hair for 12 years.
Oh my God. It feels like, and you've been doing my hair, I think, pretty much the whole time. Well, I guess not anymore. Not womp womp now that I moved, but like since the beginning, I think, even.
Well, I've been doing your hair for probably even before I went to hair school. I don't know if you let me do my hair, your hair when I, before. I'm not sure. I know you did your hair a lot and you did some things to it too.
I definitely tortured my hair. Before you ever went to school, yeah.
Yeah. We all did. We all go through that.
Yeah, you all go through the phase where you just bleach your hair until it's like literally straw and breaking.
It's like you bleach it. Like basically what I would do is, because we went to Luther, right? So we weren't allowed to have unnatural hair color.
Of course, yep.
And so every summer, every Christmas holidays, every Easter holidays, like every time we had at least a week off of school, I bleached my hair.
Oh my god.
I don't know if I should swear or not. But
no,
like,
you can swear on here. It's all good.
Okay. And then like before going to school, I would box color it black. Like that was the pattern for 4 years. I literally did this to my hair for 4 years.
How did you have hair left after that?
Did you see my hair in high school? It was not what? There.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good point.
Yeah, so I just had fun with it. And like I didn't know what I was doing, but I had fun, and that's when I knew I guess I was on the right track. I really was, so.
Well, clearly you had a knack for it, and you at least wanted to, you had fun exploring and playing around with colors, so you were onto something then.
Yes.
So you've gone to school for both hairstyling as well as to be a makeup artist. Yes. And while you still do both, you're focused more on your career as a hairstylist in the last few years. So what made you decide to focus mostly on hair? Like, obviously, other than the amazing scalp massage you gave yourself, but because you went to school for both. I can't remember. Did you go to school for makeup first or hair first?
No, I went to school for hair first. And then I always had my big grand scheme of plans was be a hairstylist, be a makeup artist, get into the film industry. That was my grand scheme of events. Cause I was maybe I'm going to be an editor for film. Cause I really like that. But I was nah, that's too much brain work. I was let's do make people pretty. so I was that's more rewarding. But so that was my plan. I went to hair school. And then as soon as I graduated hair school, I went and actually took a makeup program at the hair school I went to kind of start it out. And then I was on my track to go move to Vancouver to go to Blanche McDonald and to go to do the global makeup program. So that was everything. You learn from the basics to special effects. I could do the whole thing. They really opened your eyes up when we were in school. I had amazing teachers, and they're just if you want to do this as a career, if you want to do special effects, if you want to do commercial, it is blood, sweat, and tears. It's not easy. So I really started to think, do I want to pursue this in Vancouver? What do I want to do in life? And I was had a job at a salon out there. Wasn't really into it. It wasn't the place for me. I didn't really find my home salon, and kind of all things led to me moving back home. But before I left as soon as I moved home, or around that couple of months, the tax credit for film in Saskatchewan got cut.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
So I can move home. I can get into back into a salon. I had been offered a job back at Chatters where I had first started. They wanted me to come back. And so I was okay, I can do that. I can do makeup. I tried to get in with Sephora, but they're conflict of interest. You can't work at Chatters and with us. And I'm right now I like hair more. Yeah. At the time, Sephora didn't really sell a lot of hair products. Now they do. I understand why it's a conflict of interest. At the time, I didn't.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Especially if they weren't really... they don't do hair there. They just sell products.
They don't do hair. Yeah. No, but I was working at another beauty place.
Okay. I mean, fair enough.
It's fair. I'm kind of glad in the end it didn't go that route. But... yeah, the tax credit got cut, and I did do a couple of free things in the city, but a girl's gotta eat, girl's gotta make a living. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of dove back into hair, and I don't really know, remember when I, what year, I think it was 2018, end of 2017 is when I started working with you doing makeup.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But before then I was doing bridal and was doing Halloween makeup. I like the Halloween stuff. But to be honest, makeup stresses me out a little bit when I'm doing it on a paying customer.
Why is that? How is it so much different than doing hair for a paying customer? Why is that so much different? Hair is almost more permanent in a way.
you can just wash the makeup off at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I feel as if I should kind of retract that a little bit. I never felt stressed out when I did it for boudoir sessions or for the empowerment sessions. That never stressed me out. Maybe
that's
once. Yeah. But it wasn't the same thing. So when I did bridal makeup, that was stressful.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I can definitely relate to that. It's the same for me. I'm sure there's been a couple of times where I've felt stressed out in the studio shooting an empowerment or boudoir session. But not to the extent that I felt stressed out shooting a wedding. That's so much different, right? There's so much more involved. There's so much more pressure. You have to have everything perfect. And if you screw up one little thing, it's just you ruin literally someone's day that they've been planning for their whole lives.
And the makeup, people see you, they're staring at you all day. I thrive on doing hair for weddings. Hair for weddings is my jam. Makeup, after a couple of years, I was no, I'm not. And people would ask me, and I'd be sorry, I can't do that today. I kind of started making excuses, because it was just even the people coming to me and asking me, it was I just the anxiousness, but I was like, but I'll do your hair. And then I did a couple weddings where I did both, and that was like so stressful.
Well, that's a lot. Yeah.
I'm doing the hair, I'm doing the makeup, I'm trying to do a good job. And I had this really one bad experience at this one wedding I did both at, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. So when people come to me and like want services for weddings, I just say I do hair, and because I'm not going to do something I don't enjoy. I love makeup still. I don't regret my journey in life of becoming who I was, but hair just comes to me so much more naturally than like makeup does, but it's different doing it on somebody else than doing it on yourself.
For sure. Yeah. It's a lot different, I imagine. Like, I remember one time there was a friend of mine, she was really like admiring my winged eyeliner because I got really good at doing that for some reason. Like, I don't wear makeup anymore.
It's so hard to do on somebody else though.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, could you do that for me? And I was like, I mean, I've never done it on someone. I've only ever done it on myself, but I can try. And I shit you not, Rosalyn, like the first swipe that I took, it like went up to her eyebrow, and I like threw the pencil in her face, and I was like, I can't, you gotta do this yourself, girl, you're on your own, because that is not gonna work.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's not easy, and I don't want to be stressed out in life. Like, I really don't want to stressed out. I don't want to be stressed when I go take a job. Like, that's the thing. I just don't want to walk into it stressed. I've done a lot of those kinds of things where I'm like, Frank, why don't I take this? Like, it's stressing me out too much. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, it turns out fine, but it's just like, nah.
A lot of the times it's like your anxiety getting in the way, but like it's in those moments that you kind of maybe realize like, oh, maybe this isn't what I want to be doing exactly. Like, I used to shoot weddings, I used to shoot events way back in the day. I shot a couple, like photographed, I should be specific, you guys obviously know I'm a photographer, but I shot a couple of like baby sessions and like families, and like every time I walked into like a baby or a family session, I always had that like dread, and I'm just like just so anxious, and I didn't know what that was until later, and I was like, oh, it's because I don't feel aligned with this, and I don't want to be doing this actually. So
yeah, like if honestly, like if the world Saskatchewan was better and we had a film credit again, like hands down, part-time working at Chatters, part-time doing film, like that's something that I will never turn an opportunity down for. That is really originally what I wanted to do, but I also like, I'm the crazy person that lives in Saskatchewan that wants to stay here. I don't want to move. I moved away. I came back.
You came back, yeah. You did. So
I don't mind the winter.
Ugh,
I really don't.
That's why I moved away. I couldn't do it anymore. So do you feel like if you, like when you moved back to Sask, like had there still been the tax credit for the film industry, do you think that you'd be doing makeup now?
Probably, but you know what? I think it would have still led me on the path of doing hair. Like, I probably would have been more into the hair of it. Yeah. I really think that's the way it was going. I feel like everywhere that I've gone in my life, like, it's just, that's always led to something to do with hair. So I feel like I could have, you know, I should say this, like, so in Saskatchewan, when there was a film credit, a lot of times the person who did the hair and makeup was the same person.
Oh, okay. Like, so that would have been a good skill set to have.
Yeah, like that's part of the reason why I did both, because like I wanted to be in that. I needed both because like you had to do both. If you got a huge job, you could potentially be doing one or the other, but if you're doing commercials, hair and makeup, same person. Like it's I feel like commercials now are different. I don't really know who to call to get those kinds of calls. If anybody knows, like, yeah.
If anybody knows, send them Rawson's way. She's begging you.
But yeah, I feel like it still would have led me on the path of hair. I don't think I could really deny that passion of mine, because it's very strong, and it's something that like really fulfills me.
Yeah.
In life.
Well, I mean, and you're really good at what you do. Like, obviously, I'm maybe a little biased because I'm your sister, but like, Like, I am, now that I've moved away, I'm, like, devastated because I don't have my hairstylist anymore. I'm like, who the hell is going to do my hair? Like, I don't come back to Regina often enough for you to do it, so.
I don't know anybody in Nelson that works at Chatters either, so, like, I tried.
Yeah, I appreciate you trying. I appreciate it.
I think maybe they're just intimidated. They're like, I put a post out on our group. I'm like, my sister's moving to Nelson area. I need a stylist for someone who's good with curly hair. Nobody replied.
Nobody? Oh,
a few people did reply, but they were from Vancouver. And I was like, girl, if she was moving to Vancouver, I would have just messaged you privately.
Yeah.
Like, I
wouldn't have Well, I guess I'll just take my chances someday. We'll figure it out, I guess. So if someone was thinking about starting a career as a hairstylist, where do you recommend that they start? Like, obviously, going to school for hair is really important, but
it's actually like a must.
A must, yeah, for sure. But like, if you need to go to school in order to do hair, but what if they're not ready for it, like financially, or they're just kind of like preparing for the idea of going to hair school? Like, what sort of things can they do if they're not quite ready for that step yet?
You know, I could say what the things they could do. I myself like went straight into hair school right after high school because I was like, I'm going. I'm glad I did. Not everybody's like that though. One of the good things that you could do if you want to be in this industry is actually like trying to get a job as a receptionist at a salon. Like, honestly though, if somebody wanted to be in this industry, or even like if somebody wanted to be in the makeup industry, getting a job at like Sephora or like a beauty counter, like Shoppers Drug Mart, like those kinds of things, because you're going to learn a lot. And then when you are ready to go to school, you have that salon backing you up. I do have a stylist who did that. She's been with us for almost 3 years. She's only been doing hair since July. But she started at our salon as a receptionist, worked full-time for about a year and a half, and then went to hair school. And so, like, she had us there the whole time. She had us supporting her the whole time. And then when she was done school, she had a job. Because we're like, well, don't go somewhere else.
Right, we'll hire you. You've already worked
here. Yeah, like, we'll just literally transfer you to the back. Like, it's just that easy.
And she like kind of had this, like, built-in, like, cheering squad, like, just rooting for her, too,
like,
the whole time.
She'd post up, and we'd be like, oh, my God! And she'd come to work on Saturdays, and we'd be like, how's school? And, like, we were just, like, not even just me. Like, I'm the service manager at my salon. Like, I have to be involved. But, like, even everybody else was like, I'm so excited. I'm like, when are you going to be done? Like, it's just having those people behind you really helps.
Well, it just makes such a big difference to have, like,
it does. Sort of like, when you're in hair school and you don't have, like, when you leave and you're just like, where do I go? Like, the world is my oyster. And honestly, like, the way that when I left hair school, I didn't know where to go. I actually, like, graduated. I went and worked at a summer camp for the summer because I was like, this is my last summer of being a camp counselor. And I love that part of my life. And I came back to the city and I'm like, where do I get a job? Like, where do I start? And I actually only applied at 2 salons. There was a girl that I went to hair school with that was working at Chatters that said, hey, we're looking for another apprentice. You should come work with me because we are kind of close. And so I applied there, and then I applied at a different chain salon, which actually doesn't exist anymore. So good thing you didn't get that job. But like, I walked in there to go in for an interview, and I saw someone I went to hair school with, and I was like, oh, no, I can't work here.
Oh,
like,
no.
So and then I think actually, you know what? You were my test cut model at Chatters.
Was I?
Yeah, I did a haircut on you. And because I remember this, because like, so I went in for my interview with my manager, and then she's like, okay, interview went well. So she's like, come back for a test cut. So I was like, okay, well, Erica, like, I'm going to cut your hair. So I brought you in, I cut your hair. You still had long hair at this time. It wasn't short yet.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I cut your hair, and like, you were like, you had left the salon. You were like standing on like the outside corner of it, like by Orange Julius. And then she's like, well, basically it said you got the job. Cause I remember coming out super excited, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna give you like a big high five.
I don't remember that. Wow. So it's so weird.
I just remember that. Yeah. So I'm like going off on a rampage here. I'm like, why? Moral of the story, if you want to be in this industry, find your people.
Yes.
Save your money, because like, you really got to focus on school. Mm-hmm. Especially in like a technical school, you have to focus on school, because it is a very jam-packed however many months you're there. Hair is 10 months, other stuff might be different. And just like, I don't know, just find your people and also find the right school. Like in Regina, there's only 2 schools. Mm-hmm. Right now, I used to have very strong opinions on which school was better. Right now, it's kind of like, you got to make your own mind up. Like, I can't tell you where to go because I've heard this and this from each school. I've had experiences with each school. I've actually, like, the school I went to is no longer in existence.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, it's like somebody, someone, the principal sold the school.
Oh, okay. Else,
and then they renamed it. So technically I am an alumni of this school, but I don't really, I didn't go there. I went to a different school.
Right. Hey, babe. Thanks for listening to the first half of today's episode. To listen to the rest of the interview, head on over to the Babes Club app, where you can see today's interview in full, as well as the full replays for all the other live streams. Head to www.thebabes.club to download the app today. Membership is free. Thanks, babe.